You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Todd Bloom.
Todd, your co-owner brewer at Paducah Beer Works in Paducah. We're so excited to hear more about this today.
Thank you.
Listen, when did you start brewing beer? Let's start there.
It was about 5 years ago. I moved away to Franklin, North Carolina, and there was a small brewery in Silva, North Carolina called Heinzelmünchen. And he was in a little basement, and he had a small system, and he made some really good beer. He also made root beer, and he made sodas. And I kind of got involved that way, and that kind of started the ball rolling where my interest it piqued my interest. So I was looking for breweries everywhere from that point on.
And you found this fabulous facility in downtown Paducah, the old Greyhound bus terminal. Tell me how you're transforming it.
Well, I've been looking for about a year to find the right place for this, and I kept driving by this building, and it's just perfect. Basically, what I'm going to do is try to use what's there and give it an industrial feel. And, you know, use some of the what's left in the bus station. We're going to reuse the signs. You know, the floors are still great, the terrazzo floors. And, you know, try to bring that feel back of the bus station, but in a new way.
Well, it's just, it calls out to be a craft brewery, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. especially the way it's laid out, because you have a good place for a meeting areas, and then it's just where they loaded the luggage. I mean, you can put all your brewing equipment in there, and it's separate.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Now, what I read at LouisvilleBeer.com is that you're shooting for a November 2014 opening. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, if all the licensing goes through, hopefully by November, by the end of the year is the goal.
Now, tell us about the product, Todd.
Well, I'm going to have at least four main beers. I'm going to try to figure out what the palate is in Paducah. You know, what beers, you know, are people in Paducah going to enjoy? So we're going to start out with, you know, a lighter beer and work our way up to maybe an Irish Red. And then I'll have a couple seasonals that will play with the, you know, different recipes and see, you know, what we can find.
What kind of beer have you been making as a home brewer?
I've actually, on Saturday, I just made a pale ale with all Chinook hops. And it's in my basement right now fermenting.
What other grains have you played with?
Of course the Bryce Two Row, just general. I've used some darker grains. I'm trying to stay. I've really tried to stay away from the extract brewing, because I did that to start out, and it's really good to learn with, but in order to do it on a large scale, I really wanted to do all grain, so that's what I've been working with.
What is the secret to consistency in choosing a recipe that you want to go with when you're making beer?
Controlling your temperatures, you hit your boil times, you know, and you have to cool your beer down fast. After you've got that boil, you cool it down, because the longer that it's warm, that's when it can catch some different tastes that you don't really want. So you cool it down, and then once you get it into your fermenting, you keep it at as close to the temperature you're going to ferment at constantly. So that's why basements are good, or, closets. You know, of course, you want to keep it in a dark place, too, or put something over it to keep the light, because the light affects it as well.
Now, what size batches do you envision with your operation?
I have a 7-barrel system, And I'll be doing some double batching to a 15 barrel fermenter as well. Just to give you an idea, a keg is a half a barrel, and that's 15.5 gallons. So do the math on that one, and, you know, it yields about 400 pounds of spent grain. And of course, we're going to try to utilize that, make some dog treats out of it, and also give it to the farmers.
I understand it's pretty good in bread making, too, if you want to get into that.
No, I haven't looked into that. I'll have to check that one out.
Now, I had a question from a beer aficionado right off the bat. Are you going to have growlers?
Oh, yes. Yes. There's really, I mean, that's one of the first things we'll have is you can come to the brewery and you can, you know, fill your growler. Or you can sit down and have a pint.
So you're looking for it to be a tap room from the get-go and then developing into more?
Yes. I went ahead and started out because I want to focus on the beer. You know, I want to get that right and then bring in some food, you know, just some finger foods. What I'd like to do is work with some of the local restaurants if they can come in and cater on a weekend. You know, we can pair the beer together and serve food as well. But in order for me to serve food, I'll have to wait because I'm going to focus on the beer first.
Who all will be helping you, and what kind of is it labor intensive when you grow that big?
Yeah, it is. A lot of it's cleaning. You spend more time cleaning than you do brewing.
There you go.
But I mean that's just part of it. You know, you'll spend 2 days prepping and 1 day brewing.
So this, I read it's a 9,000 square foot facility that the Greyhound bus terminal is going to provide you. Where would you say you are in the transformative work at this point?
Well, right now we have gotten all of the drop ceilings out and got all the inefficient fluorescent lighting out of there, and it's basically just a shell right now. Going through, we're going to start cleaning it up, work on the roof because the roof was let go and there was some leaks. So we're going to get that taken care of and then start fixing the brewing equipment where we want it to make it efficient. That should be in within a week.
And you are eventually thinking of actually canning?
Yes. Yes. From the very beginning, I thought that, you know, we'd love to distribute, but of course in Kentucky you can't self-distribute. So I wanted it's best to get going, you know, at your tap room, at your place where you're manufacturing the beer. And then you can, you know, as you grow, you get the demand, then you can start canning. And I would just do a small canning system, probably a 10-head, and that puts out maybe 20 cans a minute.
Wow. It's just fascinating, wonderful project, craft brewing in downtown Paducah Beer Works. Todd Bloom, we're all just excited for you. I imagine that passersby are dropping by just kind of with their eyes aglow.
Yes, they do. Some people stopped in, and I've showed them around a little bit, and the outpour of support that we've gotten is just unbelievable. I had no clue that it was in this big of a demand, and I'm just really happy that, you know, I'm going to be making a lot of people happy.
Well, good for you, and thanks for speaking with me today.
Okay, thank you so much.
Todd Bloom is co-owner and brewer of Paducah Beer Works, opening later this year in the old Greyhound bus terminal in downtown Paducah.
That's pretty exciting. I can't wait to try
You're
some of what
of
he makes.
One of those people, yeah. I can see. Eyes sparkling.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.